End of the day, it's all right, Wednesday night, like most of us.
Okay, so I was warned that I'm not allowed to talk anything or do with Edel, because everyone's already had more than enough of Edel, more than enough tshuva, all ready for the Yom HaDin. Everyone's very traumatized because we're already almost a couple of days in. So we have to talk about something which is not about Edel, tshuva, or Shoshana. Yes, I thought Chanukah is a good idea. Really, Edel, which we're not allowed to talk about, it's not only is tshuva coming close to Hashem, but the way we do that is through davening. Tefillah is a very strong part of Edel. It's a strong part of our life as a Jew, bichlal. Well, it's a strong part of the life of any human being. People praying to God the whole time, oh my God, please help. They're praying, if that's prayer, if they mean it, they're praying to Hashem. And we as from Yidden, we're always praying to Hashem so many times a day. And it comes to Edel with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, says Mitzvah, Slichas, Sukkos. There's just so much tefillah. So a little bit about tefillah, but I don't want to talk about tefillah, dafka, much more general, about kavana. We know the main idea of davening is kavana. Brachas, we're meant, supposed to say every day 100 brachas. That means 100 times you talk to Hashem. And over the year, like everything, our standards may drop. Comes Rosh Hashanah, suddenly they go shooting back up. People are davening. And then a short while later, sometimes they can go back into it. So maybe a chizuk throughout Elul already, we work on our tefillah, our davening, and to appreciate what it is. So because really this end of the day is really halachic topic, so we're going to stick to all halachic makaris. The Sefer Chassidim writes, Mishmur brings it down, when a person washes his hands to eat bread, or peiros, or he wants to eat fruits, or yal mitzvahs hashkuros fikoladim, or any mitzvah, a person wants to make a bracha on his talis, on his tefillin, on his food, any bracha you make, yichaven libo, you should be mechaven his heart. I mean, see people, they come in the morning, everyone's half asleep, you put your talis on, yichaven libo, levorech l'shem boiroi, asher hiv lichastro imo, even recently, a person Hashem gave you the fruit, or the bread, or the mitzvah. Shouldn't be like someone says, oh, you say someone good morning, you don't think about what you're saying. Whereas a bracha, person should really be saying with the kavana. And like I say before, when it's so rogel, it's like we're so used to, you watch people say, Hashem's Amen, in shul, it's just so quick and rogel that we completely divorce any sort of meaning from the bracha and tefillah we say. And he carries on, oh my God, Shmaruch Hu, Yishaya. Yishaya, Re'ei Ma'isa Bonai. See my children, Ke'einu Ela Lifnim. Ke'einu Ela Lifnim, Machzikim, Ke'ot Moshe Machzik, V'noi Minig Avoyis Biyotei. Boim Bebeit, they come to my shul, U'mitzpal Lifonai, Tefillahs, Akavoyis, Ke'minig Avoyisam. They daven like every Jew davens, but lo Yilev, but they have no heart. They drink and vorech, which I don't show up with him like something just, Hashem says, I'm angry. Hashem gets angry when people just say brachas al kavana. It's very hard to see some people, see videos of the man from Shiva. A bracha was a bracha. There's a famous video of him, it resurfaced recently of Havdalah. Is Abdullah, it takes time. It takes time. Now, I don't know if everyone's meant to go to that length to try and have kavana, but at least when you make a bracha, it goes so fast. That's what the Sefer Chassidim is pointing out. Shulchan Aruch says by benching as well, Simon Kuf Tzadi Aleph, also that's melacha boit mevarech. You can't do anything while you're making a bracha. It says by benching. It is any bracha. Why? Because when you're busy, your mind goes. See what? They're benching, all sorts can happen. Really, a person is supposed to have kavana. It looks like you're benching Derech Arai. You know, you're doing something, talk to someone, and why are you talking? You ever seen people that are busy on their phone while they're talking to you? They're like, yeah, it's very, they're not there. So here as well, he's saying that when a person is busy doing benching, they're not really benching. We're so used to it, I can do 100 things. No, you shouldn't do anything, because they look at Arayah Mikra, Firu, Tashvishkal, Asalas, even something small you shouldn't do. And then he says, but Dov, which is Torah, Chlosum, Liba, and you have to pay attention to, although mostly you shouldn't be doing it. People sometimes, such masmidim, they only learn when they're not meant to be learning. And these people, during the shats, during the drush, they're always learning. These, he says, don't, for sure don't learn when you're making a bracha, because you can't have kavanah for both. Because then, Maru Ali says, bracha is Muslim, like, right outside the mikra, it looks like he's just benching us. The klolas, the church, why the klolas come? Because you ain't carry, you don't care, whatever, you know, it's a hack of dick. Call someone, you know, somebody on the phone, someone, and you can hear they're doing 1,000 things. You click off and they don't even realize they're still talking. And because they're just so busy with davening, he's talking to Hashem, you know. You say, oh my God, yeah, that's it, it's God, it's worship. He's the boy of Elam. You say, Hashem, you know, Mishmur is telling you, you've got to have kavanah when you're davening, when you're benching a simple bracha. Shahakol Nehmer was a bunch of Shahakol Nehmer, very. They're busy, you're opening, you're checking the microwave, you're opening the freezer. It's got to have proper kavanah throughout the bracha and paying attention. Another thing, as we mentioned just before, is Kaddish. Mishmur also brings down Shulchan Aruch, as he says in Nevov, you should be mechavan when you say Kaddish. See people doing Kaddish, there's all sorts going on. And I think even sometimes the people saying Kaddish, you know, they're all over it, you're counting, you've got 10, you know, while you're davening. You know, it's meant to be, you scaddle the Kaddish, you're praising Hashem's name, it's got to be some awe and respect to it. And we said, there's a video that someone, years ago, I remember this video, where someone took something on main and brought a brichu to a goat. You seen the video? It's got a goat like chewing on the goat, goes, and every time the book was in, he was on main, and they put it to the goat. It looks quite funny. And I was thinking, that's us. We're like the goat. Amen. There's no kavanah. On main, the Mishmur brings down the two different kavanahs you're meant to have. On the ma'akav, which is the main one, and a kavanah, on main, vaitav, megate. But really, that's what he's saying. You've got to have kavanah. Ki omer chazal, kol ha'oinim, on main, v'rabah, v'varach, kol kechoy, kol ha'gzadinoi. People have tzaras, we want to get rid of our tzaras. Currently, the idea that we're pretty sure in him, the Rasulim, and Pekol Koi Chai, doesn't mean scream like a Meshuggah, but Kol Kavan Asai, Vichol Eivarov, with your whole excitement. I know, Shem will believe, Benefesh, believe, he shouldn't say just like he's just saying the words out of your mouth. He should be believe, Benefesh. Don't even think about Torah B'Shah Shechazon Himei Kaddish. Sometimes there's Kaddish, people are still catching up, still learning. Don't even learn. You've got to have a proper Kavanah. And that's why every part of Kaddish, every part of davening, every part of simple bracha, Ashiyotza, you say it 4 times a day, Shehakol Nevet Vari, you say 5 times a day. These brachas, really, each one's supposed to have proper Kavanah to it properly. There are other Mekhairis as well throughout Shulchan Aruch. You go through this. It's a funny because Shulchan Aruch is really halacha zefa. Brad, tell me, what do I do? Where do my tefillin go? What time can I daven till? But no, there's a gun to simon of simon tzatiches by tefillah. A whole simon talking about kavanah in davening. Why? Because it's a halacha. You have to have kavanah in davening. Really? If you don't have kavanah, you know, it's daven again. We don't, because Mishmur, you know what's going to happen. Second time, I was a kid, I was davening on Rosh Chodesh, I forgot Yalav Yavai. So the next day, second day of Chiddush, again I forgot the Alevi Ovi. The third day I remember the Alevi Ovi. Wasn't Chiddush. Sometimes you do things again, you don't necessarily gain. So that's, but really the halacha is you gotta have kavanah. It's not a, it's an Indian kavanah. It's very nice. No, it's halacha. You've gotta have kavanah. You gotta know what you're saying. Shcholach sim tzad yiches hamispalal tzorach shechaven beliboy pirush hamilas. Wow, big one. You gotta know what you're saying. You know, you're half davening, you go through Pesuk and Zimra. Some words, you know, you never met them before. Tzarech l'cham l'fersh ha-melas, sh'moiz b'sosof. V'yachshev k'hilu shchina k'negdoi. Another big one. The shchina is there. You walk into a room sometimes and so on. There's a very chashev person there. You're like, oh, wow, you know, you calm down. This is the shchina is there. V'yachshev k'hol ha-machshavoiz, ha-truz ha-izoi, ha-shetish ha-machshavtoi, ha-chavnos ha-izoch b'tfilosi. You want to remove any thought that disturbs you. Again, very hard one. Come in, you're busy, and everyone says he's got 1,000 things on their mind, and you're everywhere. You got to stop and remove everything from your mind. If you can't, don't daven. I once had it, or someone I knew. There was a whole freak case. You got into trouble with the police, and he called me up, and I handed out a mincha, like 10 minutes to shkia. And I realized, yeah, I can't daven. It's not shaykh. I couldn't daven that day. You're so busy with something comes up. Someone told me, you know, his daughter was getting married. He told me, I don't know if I can daven today. He just, the whole chasm took up his mind. You've got to be able to remove whatever's in your mind and put your full attention and concentration to davening. It's a big one. And this is like, this is halacha l'maaseh. It's not like in India, this is halacha l'shulchan aruch. If you're talking to a king, yeah, I know, King Charles, maybe not him, maybe a real king. You don't want to mess up. Hashem knows everything. He knows what you're thinking, not what you're saying. You talk to Charles, he thinks of you, a funny Meshuggah, a Purim king. But when you're talking to Hashem, he knows what you think. You have to be careful with your, what you say and what you think. Famous Gemara, we all know. He says the Gemara says you spend an hour beforehand. But even if a person doesn't spend an hour beforehand, if he doesn't put proper kavana to his davening, he reaches actually, you can transcend your physical. Sometimes a person is davening properly, maybe on Yom Kippur, maybe by a chuppah, but a person is really feeling spiritual, you can feel that your gashmis, your body is like sort of not so important, and your mind ascends. That's what he's talking about. The koyach haseichel comes so powerful that your body becomes freezing cold, and you buy a chuppah and it's staying forever, by a leviah. And sometimes you get emotional and you get spiritual, and you suddenly forget that you're cold and you're hot. As you might give him korev le milas hanavua. A person can reach a level of nevuah. Well, it says actually, make a korev close to nevuah. What's nevuah is where your body, your mind transcends, and you can talk to Hashem. And this, when a person davens properly, you can almost get there. That's why a person can have kavana, and that's really the avoid of davening. What should I do? I'm in the middle of davening. I remember, oh, I forgot to, whatever it is. You know, tomorrow I've got an appointment. I need to. You should stop. Don't carry on. Stop. Because if you daven without kavana, it's not tefillah. Or do you stop? Don't daven. And she's about to have machshava. Till the machshava goes, fine, now you can carry on. So sometimes you process it. Stop. You know, someone told me, I don't know if it's halacha l'maaseh or not. He told me he had something I had to remember to do. So he stopped and he took out his pen or his phone, whatever else. He wrote it down and then he carried on. Could be, I don't know. Because then you've got to get rid of it. If the machshava is things, before you know, you're going to be in the middle of benching and davening and halal, and because your machshava is so preoccupied with what's pressing on your mind, you got to remove it. But so she yachshev b'dvarim hamachniyim aleiv. A person's got to think to himself, things machniyim aleiv him to davening. Hashem, you know, this is my list I need. You got to machniyim aleiv things of. Do you know what? I didn't know me anything. You know, he's the boss. Mechavan to the burden shalom. V'liyachshiv v'dvarim sheish b'kalas roish. You can't think about things that make kalas roish. The Ramah says, v'yachshiv koyim v'atfila m'mroim v'sakel yizhala v'shiv v'sod b'yunay. How great is Hashem and how small am I? V'yaz ha'kol tanugi o'ilam b'libay. You remove anything you want and say, oh, I really need, I don't know, a new car. You're talking to Hashem. This is like much bigger. This is just massive. It's just the Ribbono Shelem. Sometimes, you know, in last week in the holidays in the country, looking at the mountains, I realized how big this mountain is. The Ribbono Shelem built this whole thing. Like, if I built it, it would take me a jolly long time. And this is just one tiny, tiny piece of earth. You know, the godless and the sky and the moon. And then there's little me and I'm talking to Hashem. That's what a person is supposed to think before he davens. And it puts you in the right frame of mind. It gives you the right perspective before you talk to Hashem. But sometimes we come to davening and we're really, really annoyed because those shoes were £50. They didn't go on sale. And you're davening to Hashem about something so stupid. And then your whole machshava, and you finish. And you say, Shalom, I should buy it. By the time you say, Shalom, you've already bought them. You've clicked. You've sent to checkout. But really, you've got to realize this life's bigger and better and marvelous. The Ribbono Shel Olam transcends anything. And that's really the avoid of davening. The kavana a person's got to have is every word, every part of davening. I'm talking as if it's simple. It's not simple. It's a lifelong job. And, you know, people struggle with that a whole life. Maybe once a year a person gets a Shemone Ezra, which is a wow, it's a bang Shemone Ezra. But at least we should try as much as we can throughout every fill of the day to try and have a kavana. Don't daven near your phone. Don't daven in a place where you're going to be spattled. Someone crying, someone learning, so your phone's ringing. Sometimes you're davening, there's a drush next door and he says something. Trying to listen. No, lo yispal b'makom sheish b'tovah shabbat l'kavanosei. And if you know your kavanah will be mevatel, holiday is a good example. People down with yechidus, if you have a minyan in your holiday house, and there's loads of options. There's inside, there's outside. Outside is raining. Inside the kids are screaming. You've got to find a place shelo yispal l'kavanosei, v'lo yibeshas, v'lo yibeshas shabbat l'kavanosei. No, a time. You know, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night, that's busy. Or now, find the time to daven, it's not going to be crazy busy. Siv Gimel, he spelled derech tachanunim, he's going to daven tachanunim. Like tachina, as if like he's asking for something. The karosh from Bakish by Pesach, like a poor boy comes and says, hey, give me money. He says to him, have a good day. You need something from me, right? Hashem, we've got a long list. Rafa'enu, Baruch Aleinu, Slachalo. We have to be like a poor man asking. Ubenachas, going to be pleasant. Benachas. Being pleasant, be enjoyable. Hashem say, wow, this is a great villa. Hashem be like, I'm just going to get this done. You know, how fast does my Mincha Express take? You know, it comes as fast in the speed of light. Hashem be finished. Hashem be like, have you done Mincha? Yeah, done. Hashem, done Mincha. I once was there at the shul. And they're trying to get a minion together. Someone walking along. He said, you daven Mincha? He said, can you daven Mincha? He said, I really feel bad. I've already daven. I would love to daven again. I was a bocha of 17, and I was like, wow, you know, for us, I don't know for you, Chazan, for me when I was 17, loved to daven, it's bad enough, I'll show you the one with star, had to daven one. He said, I would love to daven again, I don't think I'm allowed to. I made such an impression on me, my whole life, I think about it. You know, I can to Mincha, oh, how long's the Mincha? This guy wanted to daven again, really, that's how it should be. I was here, as a Yid, I would say his name, a posh the Yid, someone who called a posh the Yid, a regular, Mr. Regular, someone who everyone here probably knows, a man in Manchester. And I was here, I was on Chanukah. I was meant to be a Mincha, Chanukah, everything runs funny because everyone's got Mincha early, Marav early, and they come to light. And it was, I don't know, 2 o'clock or something, and there was meant to be a Mincha, there was no minion. And he was very annoyed, this person, why is there no minion? And really, it's 2 o'clock. I said, you know, there's another one at 2:30. I can't, I need to have an hour. I said, why? He said, I'm working, I think he said Leeds or Liverpool, somewhere there. And I came for Mincha. I came for Mincha, I have to go back, I need to come back for Marav and lighting, I need to go back and carry on what I'm doing there. I couldn't believe it, like a regular guy, it wasn't the Chvez, the God, like a regular business. Tefillah was so important to him, he was quite far, right? It wasn't Prestwich to Salford. You know, we're in our beds, and we remember, oh, we haven't done Marav, how far is it to MH? He started checking on Google Maps, could be 18 minutes, I'm Potter. This guy came from Leeds, Liverpool, wherever it was, a far away place, to have Mincha. That's really what Tefillah should be. Shachar Karazon Sif Dalit. But I had Tefillah Yibamachim Korban. Why do we daven? It's like a Korban. Think about one into a Korban. The Kedusha, the Tahara, the Ahava, the whole build up, the whole perfection of a Korban. L'chein Tzorach L'Zoyah Shetei Dugmas HaKorban. B'Kavona. It's called HaKavona. V'L'Yibam Machshava Acheres. Another Machshava is Pickle. Come, Hashem says, your Mincha was Pickle. Pickle. Yeah, you're busy planning your holiday house. Do you Mincha? Or you're worried about the returning your car. But a foreign thought can destroy a carbon, so do by tefillah. We stand up, right? We stand for Shema Ezra. You can't just check the carbon wherever you want. The rack of bombers, they bottle you again and again in that, because you're not allowed to do that. It's a specific place. You've got to be kaveh makum the tefillah. The shechita, the sprinkling of the blood, all at a specific home where it had to happen, so to daven it. Shal yochas dover bein eliki, you better daven right by all if you can, do it to korban, shechatzitz a priseles, barosh eli ba'al pushim noim. You're supposed to have special clothes, mi'chogun l'tfilah, a big tikkunah, ash ain't kolod, mi'chalavaz, people can't afford it. They can't, I was looking actually, and I was in a different base of medrash, and there was a desk there, and I pulled out, and there was a siddur in a bag with a gattle and a kapel. And I said to him, what's this kapel for? I wear it for davening. This one's my davening kapel. It's a very chashuv thing. Begodim, miyuchadim, special tefillahs. Shalom carries on. Later he says that the chassidim are showing him to change their trousers, the mechnasayim, trousers just for davening. And 3 times a day they put on these special trousers, they daven, and they took off and changed back to the regular ones. The Rosh Hashanah says that today we wear much better clothes. Back then, people had baggy, horrible, shabby work clothes covered in all sorts. They didn't wash as often as us. So for davening, there was an even to have a clean jacket on top. Today, we wear much more decent clothes, so it's better. But the idea is to fit us like a korban, the machshava of davening. And it's only davening, it's benching, it's kaddish, it's every bracha that we make, should be with kavana and tzuma. And hopefully, that'll be our schus for Elul this year. Come to Hashem in the month of kavana. Now we can do a mark.